Leading the news this morning, a policeman is in a critical condition in hospital after being shot in the face during an armed robbery on the Gold Coast. Police believe that up to seven people were involved in the hold-up at the Pacific Pines Tavern. Two of them were arrested as they tried to flee into nearby parkland, and police are still searching for the others. Former federal Liberal leader John Hewson has now added his voice to the campaign for a carbon tax. He's one of 140 people who have signed a petition to be presented to politicians in Canberra today. And the Australian Industry Group is now the latest business lobby calling for a $10 per carbon starting price. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai has issued what he says is his final warning to NATO troops to stop killing civilians. A coalition airstrike has killed 14 people, most of them children, in the southern province of Helmand. The United States says it was targeting insurgents at the time. The body of the latest Australian soldier to be killed in Afghanistan will arrive in Sydney later today. Sergeant Brett Wood has been farewelled by his fellow soldiers at a ceremony at the Tarinkaut military base in Afghanistan. Sergeant Wood was killed by a bomb blast while on patrol in the south of the country. And violence has erupted during a large protest supporting Ratko Mladic in the Serbian capital Belgrade. Riot police clashed with protesters who threw stones and bottles. The former Bosnian Serb army chief is facing war crimes charges for the 1995 Srebrenica massacre. The demonstrators are demanding his release.